In the morning.
Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tess for One Demogneux. One night in 1973, Bernice Johnson Reagan led a voice workshop where she met several freedom singers. Bernice formed a strong musical connection with three other black women from that workshop, and they started singing together. Now, when these four black women blended their voices, bruh, they slayed. People were absolutely overwhelmed by their power and inspiration. And thus, Sweet Honey in the Rock was formed. That name perfectly describes the joyful noise this group creates, found in Psalm 81, verse 16. It reads, "But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock I would satisfy you." Reagan's introduction to gospel happened when she was 12. Unaccompanied music through black choral singing, hymns led with charisma, and rich congregational responses. There in the pews, she learned music as a means of cultural expression, powerful enough to bring your conscious self into harmony with the spirit. "I enjoyed and needed that experience," she said. "The music of the church was an integral part of the cultural world into which I was born." Reagan's view of music changed with the Civil Rights Movement during her first march when she changed the song she was singing so that it made sense for that particular moment. She said, "Although I was not consciously aware of it, this was one of my earliest experiences with how my music was supposed to function." In 1961, Reagan was arrested at a nonviolent protest. And while in jail, she realized the full power of music's ability to unite people. She said, "The songs were more powerful than spoken conversation. They became a major way of making people who were not on the scene feel the intensity of what was happening in the South. Hopefully, they would move people to take a stand, to organize support groups, or participate in the various projects." Over the decades, Sweet Honey and the Rock has grown as members have come and gone. Bernice herself retired from the group in 2004. They have changed from a vocal ensemble to an aesthetic.
Old pirates, yes, they're up I. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my head was made.
One of the original members of the group said Bernice Johnson Reagan taught the group everything they knew. In an interview, Carol Maillard said from the beginning, Sweet Honey and the Rock's music spoke to social issues of all sorts. Carol Maillard said, "We are totally immersed in whatever is happening in the present. This includes musical styles, conversations, how we look, and what we don't want to look like, how we want to put music together, and looking forward."
None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy. None of them can stop your time. How long shall they kill?
This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical directors Derek Ramirez and Cameron Wiley, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.
Redemption song.